T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steps are that this Wednesday in Chicago, there'll be a meeting of the ownership committee, which is a committee of Major League Baseball owners who will review the transaction. At some point during September, I believe, there will be an owners meeting to approve the transaction with a vote by all the Major League owners. And then following that, there'll be a closing. We're looking at the first few days in October after the season ends. As you all know, we've been talking about this for a long time. It's been a process that has had a lot of twists and turns, a lot of misinformation out there, and there'll be more to say when it's done, except the only thing I'll add right now is that we feel really good. I think it was very important from Jeffrey's standpoint that there was an ownership group who had not just connections to Miami, but an understanding of what it means to be here in Miami and to run a team like the Miami Marlins and all the possibilities that come with being in such a great city like ours. I think, you know, Jeffrey will come in when the deal is closed sometime in October, first days of October. I can't speak to what his involvement will be. He will not be involved in the Marlins anymore. In terms of his love of baseball, he has a love of baseball. It's gone on his whole childhood from the first game he went to with his dad. He'll never exit baseball. He was an owner for 18 seasons in this game, not a short period of time.
Hallelujah! My God, he's gonna be gone. We should have a parade down Biscayne Boulevard if Pat Riley doesn't mind, because we got a lot of stuff, man, to talk about, although some of that stuff was garbage right there from David Sampson, but that's fine. Hey, the Jeter Sherman team gonna take over in October. They got their $1.2 billion together. And everything else. There's a lot of other stuff that was said by David Sampson in there that was really strange. Like, he should have stuck to that stuff. Hey, this is who we chose. It was the most money. Jeffrey Loria loved Derek Jeter and really wanted him to have it. Something like that, right? Would have been better instead of the Miami ties. And nobody got more Miami ties than Jorge Moss.
No, no.
Serious.
That's correct.
From Columbus High School up, and a billionaire here in town, his family. And everything else. And then, you know, David started the lies about Jorge Moss is not going to be part of the team and won't own it, but he can be a fan, and he's been my personal friend for 15 years.
Bull.
Really?
Bull.
What's
the group is Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter and other investors. Jorge Moss is a personal friend, someone I've known for 15 years, who I'm close to. He is not part of the group. He will not be part of the group. There is no discussions for him to be part of the group. He was a competing group. He did not prevail. That doesn't change the fact that he's an important part of this community, an important member of our fan base, a season ticket holder, and just an important man in this community, but he is not part of this group.
Well, ain't that important?
Yep.
That was just a weird comment.
He's a weird guy.
Just simplified. Hey, we decided, you know, not to go with Jorge Moss, but what a great opportunity, you know. I mean, just say something decent instead. He won't be part of it. He's out.
Why does he have to throw the dig in there?
I don't know, but there is a lot of people. I've had now 4 or 5 calls from people, including somebody in the MLB family that said, hey, by the way, Jeter's agreed to take David Sampson on, so just a heads up. And I'm thinking, why would Jeter and Sherman, who understand that this thing has to start over from a PR standpoint, and you got to reach out. I mean, I hope David Sampson doesn't think they've done a good job of – he's pretty much put his middle finger up to everybody.
I mean, he can't come out and say, David Sampson, we've done a good job down here. Keeping the community together and putting a good baseball team on the field every – no.
Well, who you going – listen, you can't blame, because I heard Sampson's blame the media for what has happened.
Well, that's the easy way out.
And for everything.
It's the easy way out, Joe. Let's blame the media. Media's fault. Media brings it up.
We're not even that strong in the media category.
No.
We're not New York or Philly or Chicago.
Can you imagine if Laurie and Sampson were in St. Louis, Detroit, New York, Chicago, L.A.? Come on.
David Sampson would have been hiding behind his office
He'd
desk.
Still be hiding.
Yeah.
Come on. It's just ridiculous. That's why at this point, and I put it on Twitter the other day, say no to Sampson. Like, it's just time at this point. If Jeter really wants to clear the air and have a baseball team down here that's respected by the community, and he wants the community to embrace it and come to games and let's start, then you know what? Get rid of Loria, which is happening. Get rid of Sampson, which doesn't look like it's happening.
No, Sampson is a connection to Loria.
I just get rid
of
everything.
He's been his puppet, and he's now going around telling everybody, hey, I was doing what I mean when I lied or I manipulated.
Don't blame me.
Don't blame me. I was doing it because my job's to take the hit for the owner.
Oh, baloney.
And then he turns around and says, Jeffrey Loria's been the best owner and all this stuff. Anyway. What's our poll today? Let's get to some real good juicy stuff at Joe Rose Show on Twitter.
Hollywood, can you update us on what's going on with the poll so far? I know that I saw how many votes were on before. People are voting on this poll. A lot of people.
Yeah, what are the voting on this so far? At Joe Rose Show on Twitter. Today's Twitter poll is brought to you by Mardi Gras Casino.
It's always a good party, and it's going to be a hell of a poker tournament. A couple weeks,
August 26th. That's right.
And we ask, what needs to go first: David the Weasel Sampson, the home run sculpture, or both?
Do you want to keep the $2.5 million home run sculpture?
Not necessarily. I think it's kind of a joke.
Some people think it's Loria, so they just the new ownership just goes, well, that'd be a good start.
Well, it's perfectly connected to Loria. It's an art piece that he put out there for $2.5 million. So honestly, if he's selling the team, take it with you, brother.
I'm going to go with Sampson, obviously. Okay. For anybody that's listened to me for the last 5 years.
Yep. A couple hundred votes on there so far. It looks like. Can I vote for both? 53% leading the way because they want both to go. But then David the Weasel Sampson at 38% and the home run sculpture at 9% right now.
What if you just put Sampson's face on the home run sculpture and put like a bullseye on it?
Oh, wait.
Right, just kind of spins around?
Yeah. When you hit. Oh, okay, wait a minute. Now we got – I mean, if we're doing something creative with it, then I'll keep it. But it's got to be something like that. But if Sampson's still here, will he approve it?
Listen, if he's here in the future – it is such a turd move to make. Like, he needs to be – he and his $5 million a year salary need to be gone. Leave. Go. Go away. Just let's talk about Giancarlo Stanton. It's going to be fun the year that you can talk about Giancarlo Stanton, who, by the way, is just what he's doing right now, 42 home runs, RBI. About the hottest stretch I can ever remember any Marlins player having right now, what he's doing.
You want to hear some numbers?
Yeah.
21st home run in his last 33 games.
Jeez.
9 in the last 10, 4 straight games with one, 16 since the All-Star break. Only 5 players since 1913 have gotten to 250 home runs faster than Stanton.
He
941st game
overall.
He may
go mid-50s now. You know, we're kind of talking about the 50 number, and you realize there's 46 games left, and he is sitting there with
42.
I mean, he's in one a night right now, which is ridiculous. He just – and winning games, coming up with huge home runs. So, and the 90 RBI.
Tied the franchise record, by the way, 42 home runs with Sheffield.
He went through 80 RBI. I just felt like he was like in the 70s. He just exploded to 90 so far. It's too bad because they're going out now that guy from – geez, I just blanked
Bryce
out.
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper's
hurt.
I
knew what you're talking
Thank
about.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I had his, that long hair and flipping it back, and I blanked out on him. But
they're 14 behind
John
Washington.
Giancarlo Stanton never gets any mention for MVP when they're going, well, who should it be now? Just because the team is still 56 and 60, not a five. I still think they'll get back to 500, if not
– Well, they're closer now than they've been, yeah.
With a real impressive sweep against a real good Rockies team trying to hang in there with that wild card position. So, anyway.
Well, 8.5 behind Arizona right now for that wild card spot. They're not catching Washington. They're 14 behind Washington unless they have an epic collapse in Nationalville. I don't think that's going to end up happening. But 8.5 is a little bit more kind of feasible to talk about if you do want to,
if they continue to be hot. You never know and everything else. But I got to tell you, we just went through a season where way too much has been talked about Jeffrey Loria, who doesn't deserve it, except for the party that when this thing's officially done, he needs to go.
Dave First Hyde, week in October, it looks like.
Yeah, don't let the door catch you going out.
Article by Dave Hyde.
Hyde went all out. And
I'm going to tweet out the link from the Joe Rose account, but it's what a great article by Dave Hyde.
He's got to go. So anyway, Jeter and Sherman coming up in October as we continue here on the show. We got a lot more stuff we're going to be getting to. We're going to have Tom Garfinkel, CEO of the Miami Dolphins, going to join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And don't forget to jump in on our poll today. What needs to go after Jeffrey Loria? And that is the home run sculpture, or I'm going to be nice, David Sampson. Which one?
You want to say his nickname in there?
Well, he is. Anything you call him, I have no problem with.
Yep.
I'm just trying to be professional because I'm such a professional guy and not call him a weasel.
Someone just texted in that, according to the Miami Herald, Sampson has 1 year left on his contract. Could that be the reason why he's staying on board and it will only be a one-year thing?
Hey, you're paying $1.2
billion. You can do whatever you want.
Buy him out.
Yep.
If he's hurting your team.
Get him out.
Like, they just need to go back and see the things that he has said through the years and done since he's been here. You can't trust him.
No. No, you can't. It's impossible.
He'll go out in front and just say whatever and then go, that's my job. There's just no integrity at all. None.
Zero. He said baseball is
the only integrity he has is Jeff Conine likes him for
that's
some
true.
Reason.
Yeah, you're right.
Can't figure that
Niner
out.
Niner does like him. You're right. Mr. Jeez. Marlin.
Oh, well.
I'm not sure why, but you know
I'm
what?
I'm not sure why
it is what it is with David Sampson. If the Herald article is right and he's got 1 year left and we only have to stick with him for one more year, I could deal with the smell of
So you're just telling me it just can't be we bought the team, Jeffrey Loria is out, but everybody else is staying. Like somebody needs to do their homework on why this thing's been a piece of crap. Somebody needs to look.
He's part of it. That's for sure. He's part of the reason.
Mike Hill's getting a complete ride.
Yep.
He's on the safe train. They gave him a 3-year contract.
It's surprising too with that. If you wanted to, you know, just clean
no,
the
no,
house.
It's not Mike Hill's fault. Goodness this gracious. Team is where it is, and the minor league system is where it is. It's not Mike Hill's fault. He gets a complete hall pass. Because you know why? First of all, he's a nice guy, and nobody's played the corporate game better than Mike Hill.
Sure.
Suck up to the right people. When people around you at the high end and the low end are getting fired, Mike Hill's a survivor because he knows how to play the game.
It's part of the game is knowing how to play it.
Just nobody's better at playing the frigging game. We got to go to a break.
Yeah, we got Tom Garfinkel coming up at 8:40 this morning. We'll do some text messages next segment. We got a great amount of text messages this morning.
And we got the Dolphins just coming out
That's
on the
right.
field.
That's
all right,
right,
guess who the first two coming out on the field were today? I'm always curious to see. I got you today. You got no idea.
No, you're right. I think Steph tried to tell me one of the guys.
Matt Moore.
Oh, was it Matt Moore?
And Charles Harris.
Nope, did not. That wasn't even close to what
I got you, didn't I?
I was going to say Winston Chapman. I thought I saw 43 out there early.
Oh, maybe he was.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Training camp. Only 2 days left. Men are going to shut it
That's
down.
It.
So we'll
That's
be
it.
Here today and tomorrow. And we'll say goodbye back to the studio where all the salespeople will bother us nonstop.
Yep.
And yeah,
you want to just come out here with
and give us camp? Their opinions and tell us what we should do on our shows and everything else because they're such knowledgeable people.
That's right.
Meanwhile, the Miami Dolphins are stretching. If you do want to come out to practice, you got 2 days left today and tomorrow. It won't get juicy for another 20 or 25, 30 minutes anyway. So if you're out in the Davie area, come on out and you can watch practice as they're getting set for Thursday night, game 2, Baltimore, another team they'll play in the regular season.
That's right, the Ravens.
Both Baltimore and Atlanta. Baltimore has just had our number through the years. My gosh, they have just owned the team and had a lot of success. So anyway, we've got that going on. You heard the celebration music when we came back. We didn't
That's
forget
right.
about that. Jeffrey Loria finally is out. And so we've been talking about it. Bought it for $158 million in 2002 and was able to get $1.2 billion.
Parlayed his initial investment of $18 million with the Expos into $1.2
billion. I got to give him credit. He is –
He's a good businessman.
It's good business stuff.
Not a great baseball guy, but he's a good businessman. Yeah.
Found some dummies to buy him without basically very, very little money in the deal. I think a beautiful ballpark. All right, so what do we got coming in today?
All right, plumbers911.com, text line 56022 if you want to join. We'll go quickly before we get Tom Garfinkel coming up, the president and CEO of the Miami Dolphins. in the next segment. Joe, you know who killed Whiteside's parrot? It was Jeff Loria.
Oh, yeah, we got to blame Loria for
everything. Yeah, we're going to blame
Loria.
There's
a chance Loria or his wife was there.
Yep.
Even the wife might have been there.
Joe, you know who needs to go with Loria? Hollywood. Same guy doesn't like Hollywood. Texts in every day. Every single day.
Can't get rid of Hollywood.
No. Another one, stop jumping the gun on Samson Stang. I'm sure we'll have replacements by winter meetings. Well, I hope you're right, sir.
We hope you're
I don't think you're right.
That's not what that's not what unnamed sources are saying around the team.
That's right.
Although he tried to come out and say no decision was made on him, his ass needs to go.
Yep. It says, according to the Miami Herald, someone texted in, Samson has a year left on his contract. If we keep him, he has one job, stock the dugout with bubblegum and sunflower seeds. That's it.
That'd be hilarious.
Can you imagine if that's what they
How funny would that be if Jeter says, hey, David, you can stay. You make sure they got all the gum and sunflower seeds they need. That would be really important to make sure. You make sure every time Stanton needs something, Yelich or Ozuna, you take care of them.
Yep. Someone goes, Mike Hill needs to go too, guys. It'll be the same bleep if he stays.
Well, I'll tell you what, he is Teflon.
He's made it through.
God, he jumped on the David Sampson bandwagon. Now he's trying to figure out how strong that is. And I know what they're all using. We were nothing more than just we were just covering for our owner. We didn't agree with things he did. I was just taking the hit for him. Like, okay. All right.
Mike in Naples texts in. I read the Finns are talking to Johnny Manziel. Any word there? Coach Gase can fix him. Please stop, Mike.
Please stop, Mike, is probably the
please
best
stop,
answer.
Mike. I'm not even going to let you answer that. Please.
Somebody just made
stop.
That up.
Yeah, I hope that's true.
That is fake media right there.
Joe, when you kissed Manny, the camera guy, this morning, did you slip some tongue?
It was his birthday. No, I did. It was his birthday, and I did stick. I did. There was definitely a little something there.
I don't know if this. Because
I tasted his cologne.
Oh, yeah, you came back and said that.
Do you think that was weird? I saw you guys laughing.
Oh, no, I thought it was weird, yeah. You're on live TV, you kissed a man on his cheek and gave him a little tongue. And
that's Manny.
That's
Manny, the CBS cameraman. He's been here for 400 years,
man. I'm not saying
man.
He's not a good guy. I'm just saying it was a little weird.
Well, you've been here as long as Manny. Manny, listen, Manny's maxed out the pension. He's been here so many years.
Oh, good for him then. Might as
Plus,
well.
Plus, I think he got a young wife, too. He's been married again.
Smart
what
guy.
Else you got?
Joe, who lies more on camera, David Sampson or Donald Trump?
Oh, man. Well, we just had a crap show happen. I know we're not the news station, but, boy, that was
Someone actually texted in with the Ezekiel Elliott suspension. Is Jarvis Landry going to get suspended now, even though he wasn't arrested?
Well, they'll go through the whole thing. But this woman, I don't know. I know what everybody says, but this woman had bruise marks all over. Now, unless she did it to herself or had her girlfriend do it or her mother do it, I don't know, but I can tell you Zeke Elliott ain't getting from folks out there.
Any sympathy?
None at all.
No. If Samson's on the payroll, I don't want him making any baseball decisions, Joe. Put him on the lowest totem pole he can be on and let him sit there.
Well, he doesn't make any baseball decisions. The only one he claims he was involved in at the time was when he got the Little League manager for the year and the whole team was pissed off. The worst move in the history of the franchise.
Yep.
What was that guy's name? The Little League manager. Hadn't managed since Little League. Or maybe it was high school.
Jennings?
Was that Dan Jennings?
Dan Jennings.
I'm very proud of this team, the way they played today.
Oh, God. Said that every night. One more. Can we get that one more time? Go ahead.
I'm very proud of this team, the way they played today.
It sounds like what my Little
just
League
said it over and over.
Me. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the players were just furious.
Yep. Oh, this is a funny text. Plumbers911.com text line 56022. Joe, you know what the next thing to go is? The next thing to go will be me because now I'll go to the games with Loria gone.
There you go.
That's good. It's a good text right there. Very good text. And more of them are just saying earlier this morning, a lot of Magic Johnson text coming in after we're talking about MJ and who's been the biggest kind of after career is done, and Magic Johnson getting a lot of votes for that.
Yeah.
I
guess you're probably right. You said a text called in. I totally forgot about Magic. Well, MJ, what MJ's done has just been unbelievable. Right?
Oh, it's ridiculous, Joe.
He got that basketball team, took majority owner of that basketball team. I'll never forget. And everybody's like, what is he doing? And then he hit the jackpot. That thing's value is
a lot.
Plus, he just makes so much money off
every day
off the court.
Yeah.
And his brand. Who would ever thought his shoes would And he's got the Michael Jordan Nike brand, yeah. You know, which is
Jordan brand, which
huge.
Is
Jordan brand.
It's 15 years past when he played, Joe, and crazy. It's still the hottest shoe out there. Our last one before we get to Tom Garfinkel coming up next, the president and CEO of your Miami Dolphins. I don't want anything to remind me of the old regime. Fire everyone to include Waltz, Hollinsworth, Hill, Minervini. I would take a neon turd out in left center than Samson in the front office. That's Danny in Tampa.
So he just wants to clean house.
Clean house.
He wants to clean anybody that's out there.
Anyone that smelt of Laurie and Samson, get him out.
If we think you liked Laurie, you're out.
Out. That's it.
Can you see everybody going, I didn't like him. I'm glad you're here.
Yep.
Because there's going to be a lot
of people saying, I was
only doing what I was told.
Yep.
Hey, Tom Garfinkel is going to join us. We got a lot to talk to with Tom coming up in a few minutes here. As I got the little tour, by the way, after the game the other night. He was nice enough to take me around. Zach, I got a new area for you and I to hang out. I'm dead serious.
Really?
They got standing room seats up top. Grab beers, sit there, have some mingling, get the right people we want to mingle with.
Really?
Oh, my God, it's unbelievable.
Well, now you got me excited.
The seats. And we actually went up there to stand to see what it was like.
And you liked it?
Well, yeah, it's below. They're down. They're pretty low.
Okay.
So
I'm in with that.
So it's just another thing.
You said beer, right? You said beer?
Yeah, beers and chicken wings, the whole deal up there.
Okay, so why are you trying to sell it to me any further than that? Beer, wings, and
– I can't go up there with you unless we can do it for a Canes game because I'm working.
Okay, so after –
You can do it, though.
After the last tailgate, we go up there. That's fine.
Hey, we got more to get to here.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back to a Dolphins training camp. Just 2 days left, by the way, if you were going to come out here today and tomorrow. Then she shuts down and the Dolphins start getting ready for some serious football and start putting in more stuff. So if you want to get out here, you're out here in the Davie area, come today or tomorrow to watch practice. Joining us right now is Miami Dolphins president and CEO Tom Garfinkel. Tom, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Joe. How about yourself?
We're doing great. Got a lot to get to, man, so let's not waste any time here. How we doing? Hard Rock looks, by the way, unbelievable. I think everybody that's been there has went, holy crap, I had no idea. It looks completely different.
Thank you. Yeah, we're excited. I mean, you know, it really goes back to Steve Ross's commitment to make the place world-class, but over 1,000 trees in the parking lots, the suites and club levels are all totally renovated now. You know, it's exciting to be there and think about where it was 3 years ago and where it is today.
All right, and how are we doing on tickets? What's
we're great.
Left?
We're sold out on season tickets on the 100 level. We've got maybe a couple left on the 200 level and a few on the 300 level still to go. But almost sold out on season tickets. It'll be the most we've sold since the 4 years I've been here. And fans have really responded, you know, to the stadium and obviously to the excitement around the team and Coach Gase and everything that's going on the field.
All right, so you hit me with another goodie I probably should have known about, but the standing room seats in the corners. We actually went up there after the game and looked unbelievable.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, it's really
– We should call that a cool-ass thing. That's cool-ass right there. That's cool.
You know, it really is – you buy a standing room only ticket. You get up there in the corner. You're under the big scoreboards. There's a bar in every one of those corners now. And what we really wanted to do is create different, you know, seating products so it's not the same experience. You're just sitting in a seat next to two people. There's all kinds of different seating experiences throughout the stadium from – the standing room only area, which I think millennials are going to love up there, to the highest end luxury you can get at a football game anywhere.
The suites, 147 suites, completely renovated also in that club level and the suite level. That's got to be that's got to put a smile on your face too when you go in there and see all the suites.
It does. You know, the suite level, you know, needed an upgrade. Some of them had been upgraded within the last 10 or 12 years, but now all of them have been completely renovated. The whole club level has been renovated. I think when people come out and see it, you know, they're going to see something different that they don't expect.
All right, let's talk about the Barcelona-Real Madrid game. I haven't really talked to you about that. Unbelievable coverage. I watched from the TV and wanted to see how ESPN was going to cover it. I know it's a big rivalry, maybe the biggest in sports that we have in the world. But did you kind of wonder, like, I thought, well, it's still just a practice. It's a friendly, like, and they played it like it was serious stuff. Messi gets an early goal. Yeah. Was it what you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, it really was, actually. I mean, when we went over to Spain, we met with Real in Madrid and then flew down to Barcelona and met with FC Barcelona and then went to the Clásico there last fall. And you could see the importance of the rivalry, the seriousness of it. And when we were having discussions about bringing them both over here, we realized, you know, as Steve says, there's no such thing as a friendly with these two teams because they both want to win so badly. It's so important to them. So we knew it would be something that they'd play hard and it'd be special because of that. And when you think about it, FC Barcelona, for context, has 310 million followers on social media aggregated.
Wow.
It's an astounding number, you know, when you think globally about the fan base. And so we knew it'd be a big event, and it lived up to the billing. I mean, it was a great match. The one thing we can't control is what happens on the pitch, and it turned out to be just fantastic.
Did I hear you say 70% of the people that went to that game were from?
70% of the tickets that were purchased from outside of South Florida.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, to talk about, you know, the hotels and the impact on the local economy,
cool.
You know, it really puts that into perspective.
All right, let's get into some good stuff. That's drinking and eating. The craft beers, big hit, man.
Yeah, so, you know, we've really expanded the craft beer selection. You know, obviously we've got Budweiser products, you know, everywhere you turn. We've increased the distribution, so you're not waiting in line anymore to get yourself an ice-cold Budweiser. But you can also go to different locations, and we've got these tap rooms where you can get all kinds of different craft beers, especially local ones here from South Florida. So we've got, gosh, I don't even know how many, Joe. I might say in your notes there, but over 60, something like that, you know, different local craft beers. And we just want to expand the selection. We've expanded the food selection quite a bit, bringing in local flavors like Cafe Versailles. We've now got OB House, the great breakfast place in Fort Lauderdale, one of my favorites, probably the best bacon I've ever had in my life. You know, we've got Fuku coming in, chicken sandwiches, celebrity chef David Chang. Los Ranchos we have coming in with, you know, Tarasco now and rice and beans. So we want it to feel like
Shorty's Barbecue.
Shorty's Barbecue,
Florida,
which is
yes.
a mile away from me
yes.
in Coral Gables where I live. Another personal favorite that I told our team, like, you got to go get Shorty's in here. So, you know, we brought in a lot of local flavors to really, really enhance the selection. And at the end of the day, you know, the best fan experience is winning football games. But in the meantime, we're going to do everything we can, whether that's wait times, lines. The bathrooms are cleaner, and there's more of them, so there's shorter lines. All those things we're trying to get as good as we can make them.
Did you handpick all these restaurants?
Yeah, I did, actually. We had a tasting.
That's funny. That's funny.
We had a tasting with the media the other day.
Right.
And I walked around, and I was like, oh, I got to get some of this. Oh, I got to get some of this. Oh, this is my favorite. So, it is kind of all my personal favorites. But a lot of it, too, to be honest, you know, we talk to fans. We find out what they want. I've talked to a lot of people, and it wasn't just sort of my personal favorite. It was more, what's the local flavor? You know, Cafe Versailles is an institution.
Absolutely.
You know, Shorty's Barbecue is an institution here. Like, these are things that everyone in South
right.
Florida has known for a long
Everybody
time.
Knows who
Special
they.
Thank you from one of our radio colleagues, Channing Crowder, for all the local beer selections and the new craft beers you'll have out there.
He likes them all, huh?
He's a craft beer nut, and the minute he saw the release come out with all the new craft beers, like you said, so many different kinds, local, around the country, whatever it is, and then just the regular beer, Anheuser-Busch as well. But you got a special thank you. When Channing knew you were coming on this morning, he said,
yeah.
Please give Tom a
yeah.
hug from me. Yes.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's a nice touch. We're doing another program that's way overdue, and I know you're behind it, and the head coach is behind it, which is really important. That's getting these youth programs out here and tackle football teams out here at all different ages, including our high school football teams from Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Obviously, the head man has to sign off on it. The guy that's running practice has got to
yeah.
win games. But
yeah.
it's so nice, man. It just seems
this
like it's so easy.
This is about these kids and about the game of football. And I love the game of football. I tell people it has as much to do with who I am today as anything, you know, besides my parents. And you know, football teaches character. It teaches teamwork, work ethic, you know, physical, mental toughness, competitiveness, overcoming adversity. All these things is what I learned playing high school football and growing up. And so we wanted to really embrace. I went to Jason Jenkins and said, hey, we want to do something different. We want to try to lead the league in terms of reaching out to the local football community and getting in touch with them and getting them to be a part of our organization. And like you said, Coach Gase was 1,000% behind it and has embraced it even more, him and his coaching staff, even more than we could have hoped. And seeing these teams out here every day and these coaches who are promoting and love the game of football and seeing how it impacts these kids and watching the players you know, they don't have to do it. They stay afterwards and watch these kids scrimmage, and they're talking to the kids. Michael Thomas is out there yesterday teaching this kid technique, you know. They love it. And it's all because they all share one thing, and that's the love for the game of football. Right. And it's really been great. We've enjoyed it.
I want to ask you a couple of questions about Adam Gase. The most secure guy that we've had around here in a long time. Not taking shots at anybody else, but cool with former players, great players that have been that he's known from other teams. They've all been invited to come out and spend time with his players.
Now, Adam's a special – he's a special guy, and I think, you know, we knew that when we went through the interview process. It was like, there's something different here.
Did you really? Because, like, everybody says all the right things in those meetings. You know that, right?
Yeah, but he didn't. You know, you know, that's what made him different. I think he came in – first of all, there's a passion there that's, you know, the kind of passion you need to see from a guy that's going to take you to a championship. But there's an intelligence. He thinks differently. He's a continuous learner. He's always thinking outside the box, trying to do things differently. And the thing we couldn't have known in an interview that is probably most impressive about him is just how he relates to and interacts with these players and how he empathizes with these players and the respect he has from the players and the relationship he has with these players. You know, Isaiah Pede was out here yesterday, and, you know, to see Adam embrace him, and you could tell that, you know, this was a genuine relationship that was real, and this is a guy that was essentially on our practice squad and, as you know, had a terrible accident 9 months ago, lost his leg. It's an incredible story, actually. Isaiah was telling me that his leg was severed in the accident, and so he got thrown from the car. He wasn't wearing a seatbelt, and his leg was still in the car, and he had between 3 and 5 minutes to live before they put a tourniquet on him, and there just happened to be a firehouse a block away, and they got to him within 3 minutes and tied up his leg, or he wouldn't be alive. So this is a guy who's sitting here saying, you know, he could be saying, oh, woe is me, I lost my leg. Right. Instead, he's like, feels like the luckiest guy on the planet. But back to Adam, I mean, he's the relationship he has with these players and the way he approaches it, his tireless work ethic, and the staff that he's hired all share his mentality. When you guys like Chris Forrester and Frank Bush and these guys are out there, the mentality that they all share, the competitiveness, is really impressive to watch, and you know, I wish the fans could see what I see with these guys, the way they interact with players, the way they act in the meeting rooms and stuff, because the culture is special, and I'm excited about it.
Really is. He's a different one, man. His communication skills with these guys are ridiculous. Tom, thank you, buddy.
Thank
nice
you,
to
guys.
Have you.
Thanks Love coming for, on. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
You got it. Tom Garfinkel, CEO of the Miami Dolphins. We got to take a quick break. 9 o'clock hour coming up. Channing Crowder going to join us.
That's right.
We'll talk to Channing right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.